Good evening for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recommending Wisconsinites reduce their time outdoors today and into Friday due to ongoing air quality advisories resulting from Canadian wildfire smoke. The current advisory is in effect through noon Friday. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should consider making outdoor activities shorter and less intense and reducing heavy exertion. Consider rescheduling or moving events indoors. Canadian wildfire smoke will continue to impact Wisconsin's surface air quality over the next several days. Widespread, unhealthy levels of PM2.5 are expected across Wisconsin today, with values in the very unhealthy category possible. Conditions are expected to slowly improve beginning Friday. However, unhealthy for sensitive groups to unhealthy levels will remain possible through the weekend. Conditions will be reevaluated on a day-to-day basis through the weekend, including updates to the forecast and any associated air quality advisories. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the Sheriff's Office completed an investigation following information brought forward alleging that a registered sex offender intentionally photographed minors in Vernon County. In late March, the Sheriff's Office received a report from the La Crosse Police Department indicating that during the execution of a search warrant at the home of a registered sex offender, digital storage media was found containing photographs of minors believed to have been taken in Vernon County. The investigation revealed that 24 victims, all minors from three area school districts, were photographed during a sporting event in October 2024 in the village of DeSoto. All victims that were photographed have been identified. As a result of the investigation, Jonathan R. Stotts, 41 of La Crosse, was identified as the source of the photographs. Findings of the investigation to date have been forwarded to the Office of Vernon County District Attorney Angela Palmer Fisher for review. The Sheriff's Office is recommending a charge of registered sex offender intentionally photographing minors for a total of 24 counts. Jonathan Stotts was convicted of trafficking of a child, party to the crime, in La Crosse County Circuit Court in November 2023 and required to register as a sex offender for 15 years. Stotts is currently facing multiple felony charges in La Crosse County, stemming from a La Crosse police child pornography investigation that began in February following a cyber tip. The Vernon County photos were subsequently discovered during their investigation. Stotts has remained in the custody of the La Crosse County Sheriff since his arrest on March 25th. The investigation continues. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, call Crime Stoppers at 608-637-TIPS. That's 637-8477, or submit a tip online at p3tips.com. The Greater Richland Area Cancer Eliminations Radio Auction continued to do well today, thanks to the support of the community. Bo Hendricks has a wrap on today's event.
It was a busy day here on the auction. We had some amazing bids, amazing donations, really just a team effort. We started off with the Team Crusader specialty pies. That sold for $175 to bidder 230. After that, we had the Richland Family Restaurant gift certificate. That went for $65 to bidder 235. The Royal Cleaning, their donation of the Christie's Sunnyside gift card, $50 to bidder 100. Utter Brothers had a $20 gift card go for $50 to bidder 235. We had the Oakwood Fruit Farm 3 dozen donuts, $125 going to bidder 855. And the big item in the first segment, from Jim and Diane Heyer, the Hank Aaron bat, $460 to bidder 875. We go into the second segment, the Bell Arts Studio Forever Together, another one of their pieces which have gone really well this week, $75 to bidder 235. The Diane Nautical Cheesecake, it went for $120 to bidder 280. Now, when it comes to that specific item, we had a match from the round barn. And so that went of a $100 match. So adding that on, $220 in value. The Milwaukee Brewer 2 club level tickets plus the baseball history books, that sold for $150 to bidder 370. Christie's Sunnyside gift certificate, that went for $50 to bidder 260. And Foggy North's donation of the black coffee mug with Foggy Bottom logo, that whole package selling for $55 to bidder 885. Rounding out the first hour. Into the second hour we went, and we kept the momentum. We started off with, from Pratt Funeral and Cremation, the Bucks swag sold for $105 to bidder 435. The Teznik Power Sports certificate went above value, $120 to bidder 640. Foggy Bottom Woodworks, that side table made of black locust wood, sold for $120 to bidder 455. The City Utilities Fire Hydrant, red, white, and blue in color, sold for $275 to bidder 595. We had the 1 pound of chocolate fudge. That sold for $100 to bidder 375. When it came to the fudge, we had a match as well. That was a $100 if it met that, which it did. So $200 for that item. The Richland Family Prescription Center, that went for $250 to bidder 360. $20 certificate for a prescription per month for 1 year. The final segment, the Are You Enough Rusty Wallace 50th Anniversary NASCAR Miller Lite Elvis Presley Limited Edition. That went for $20 to bidder $395. The Cooper Lounge Bloody Mary Basket, $80 to bidder $660. The Ace Hardware Beaver Tail Stealth Flat Bottom, $500 to bidder $900. The Edward Jones Chet's Feed Seed, that certificate sold for $100 to bidder $235. WRCO, item, the 4 club level seats to the Milwaukee Brewer game, $250 above value to bidder 620. And Bruce and Betsy Raisler's donation of the Sky Chair with Footrest, that sold for $200 to bidder 155. In the morning, we also had another match from Jelenic, a $175 match. That was for the Team Kearsaters pie early on. So that matched as well. Good to see. Also, we had a couple other big items that went in the morning, and we had the Twin Pines, that certificate, good toward a 2-night minimum stay. That went to 3 nights, thanks to the fact that it reached its bid of $750. That went to bidder 145. Also, the Wanless 16 Yards Gravel, $480 to bidder 435. So, as we take a look at day 4, originally, our total was $4,725. We take into account that we had some matches. We added $375 to come up with $5,100 for day 4. Looking at our overall totals for the week, that has now had us, after 4 days, we are now at $16,650, all going to Grace with 1 day to go.
It's your final chance to bid on Walk with Grace radio auction items tomorrow. The first items up for auction between 10 and 10:30 are a $50 gift card for Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such from Edward Jones, 3 dozen donuts from Oakwood Fruit Farm donated by Greg and Judy Alvin, Center Cinema, and a Star Spangled Celebration Toby Keith autograph sketch drawn by Gordon Glass and Kenny Rogers swag. From 10:30 to 11, it's 3 tickets to a Milwaukee Bucks preseason game in 2025-26 season, Section 118, Row 21, from Pratt Funeral and Cremation, a pound of peanut butter fudge from Jolene Newkirk, Ray Bass tin flowers made from tin cans, and 4 tickets to Elusive Escape Rooms in Wisconsin Dells donated by Troxel Farms. The third segment from 11 to 11:30 will feature Diane Nautigal's Mixed Berry Cheesecake, a $100 gift certificate for Vitesnik Power Sport, your chance to program an hour of music on WRCO's Those Were the Days, and a pallet flag. The final segment from 11:30 to noon includes a Team Kearsaters specialty pie, a Team Caliber Series Jeremy Mayfield Mobile One Racing 124 scale 2000 Mobile One Ford Taurus limited edition with box from You Are Enough and English Prairie Distillery. Two items will be available to bid on for the full 2 hours. They are a Gravely Kawasaki zero-turn lawnmower from Walsh's Ace Hardware and 4 club-level seats to the Milwaukee Brewers game Saturday, August 23rd against the Giants in a Bob Uecker package, including 2 long-sleeve thank you Uke shirts and a Bob Uecker book written by Evelyn Dalton, donated by WRCO. You can still register to bid. Call WRCO at 608-647-2111. Then just tune in to 100.9 or WRCO.com to get into a bidding war, all for a good cause. And keep listening, because there might be things added tomorrow.